The chief executives of Ford and Firestone traded accusations yesterday before a House hearing about the safety of their products. Both company leaders said their own studies prove their products are safe and not solely responsible for a series of accidents involving Ford Explorers equipped with Firestone tires. The accidents have left 203 people dead and hundreds more injured. They've also led to the recall of millions of tires and the breakdown of the 95-year-old relationship between Ford and Firestone. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The congressional hearing was sparked by Ford's announcement last month that it was recalling up to 13 million Firestone tires. House members wanted to find out, among other things, if Ford's data and analysis supported its decision or whether the car maker was being overzealous. House members grilled Ford President Jack Nasser on the company's tire specifications and testing methods. And they wanted to know why the recall included tires made at a Firestone plant that's highly automated and has a sterling safety record. Visibly agitated, Nasser said Ford erred on the side of caution.
We didn't test every single tire ever made in the history of this world. We didn't. We had to stop. It was a question of, do we keep testing, do we keep studying, do we keep reviewing, or do we go out there and act in the interest of our customers?
Nasser said the cause of thousands of accidents involving Ford Explorers equipped with Firestone tires could be linked to tires and tires alone. But Firestone CEO John Lampe vigorously disputed Nasser's claims. Lampe highlighted his own company's tests that showed the Wilderness tires perform well on other vehicles.
But if you look at that exact same tire we make today and put it on the Ranger, you have 800% less amount of claims that you do on the Explorer.
Questions about tire safety weren't limited to Ford and Firestone. The chairman of the House Commerce Committee, Billy Tozen, set off a round of bickering when he announced that congressional investigators had data to show that there might be problems with the replacement tires for Ford vehicles.
Ford is going to replace these recalled tires with tires that have a worse claims history than some of the tires that are coming off the Explorers.
Tozen said that one of the replacement tires has a property damage claims rate of 124 per million tires, compared to just 5 claims per million that Ford uses as a benchmark for a recall. Democrats on the House Commerce Committee demanded to know why they had not been privy to Tozen's data before the hearing and insisted they immediately be given copies of any information he had. Tozen later identified two tire brands, the Goodyear Wrangler HT and the General Grabber APXL, but he didn't identify any other brands or give any other data. He said he would ask federal safety regulators to take 30 days to review the information. Ford's Nasser said if Tozen's information was accurate, it was a very serious situation and they should act quickly.
We shouldn't be waiting 30 days. If that data is accurate, we should be acting in 30 minutes.
Deputy Transportation Secretary Michael Jackson told the House committee that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration would examine the data and have a preliminary response later today. House members from both sides of the aisle were critical of the agency for taking almost a year to investigate the safety of Firestone tires. Jackson promised that investigation would be finished next week and the results would be out in a month. He said the agency was also reviewing Firestone's claims that the Explorer had design flaws, which made the vehicle more prone to rollovers. Jackson said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, might widen the safety probe.
At this stage, NHTSA is conducting an analysis to determine if a formal investigation is merited. The department and NHTSA are giving this matter full consideration.
An investigation could shed some light on who's at fault for so many accidents, a crucial piece of information for company stockholders and lawyers for clients affected by the accidents. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.